May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When you were little, were you ever anxious that other people could read your mind, though you couldn't read theirs, that they knew exactly what you were thinking? This was a deeply unnerving anxiety, I recall, that all my thoughts and feelings were transparent to the people around me. Of course, sometimes they were, as one of my parents seemed to know that I had taken all the biscuits in the biscuit tin, however much I denied it. Mum and Dad seemed to look straight into my guilty heart. But I'm speaking of a deeper anxiety than that. And why are we anxious at the thought of people able to read our inner thoughts? Well, that's obvious, because our inner thoughts are such a jumble of desires and confusions, of jealousies and insecurities, of guilt at things done or left undone, of things of which we are ashamed and which we would much rather keep very strictly to ourselves. But suppose that the person who can read your thoughts loves you completely and unconditionally. Suppose that this person who sees all your inmost darkness and insecurity accepts you just as you are. Would there not be a deep healing in that acceptance? Once, of course, you've been able to swallow your pride, which for most of us would be a very big swallow. But once pride was swallowed, would there not be a new energy and a new desire to live up to this acceptance? Would there not be a road opened up for us for transformation? Well, the person who knows our inmost thoughts and accepts us with perfect love is God the Holy Spirit. St. Paul speaks of the Spirit as piercing to the very division of joints and marrow, of our hearts being open to the one with whom we have to do, of the Spirit searching the inmost recesses of the heart, of the Spirit praying in us and for us with sighs too deep for words. At Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out on the disciples in the upper room. They ran out into the street, and the people of Jerusalem found themselves caught up in an astonishing experience of perfect communication. They hear the apostles speaking, not in some heavenly language, but each in their own earthly language. Phrygians and Parthians, Cretans and Arabs and Elamites and all the rest of them. It sounds, in fact, just like an episode of mass mind reading. Here is the Holy Spirit bringing about on earth God's kingdom of perfect communication.